You're listening to SBS News.
We know that Australians aren't getting enough good quality sleep, but new research has revealed when Aussies get to bed and wake up is also a problem. Nearly a third of people's regular sleep patterns are believed to be out of sync with their natural body clocks, a condition called social jet lag. Pressures such as work, school, or daily routines can cause this misalignment. Dr. Amy Reynolds is a lecturer in psychology and public health at CQ University Australia and a co-author on a study of the condition published in the international journal Sleep Medicine. She says a weekend sleep-in isn't a solution.
People are more likely to sleep when and as long as they need to when they don't have weekly pressures, as opposed to when they have to get up and be doing things during the week. The social jet lag gives us a bit of an idea of how much people are sleeping to what their bodies need at the time of day that they need. And if it's out, then it suggests that they're pushing their body to meet social time instead of letting their body's normal rhythms do what they need to do.
Of the 837 people surveyed, not including night workers, evening or rotating shift workers, for 31%, the length of time they sleep is more than an hour out of sync with their body clock on weekends compared with work nights. The results are similar to those of a large-scale Dutch study, with full-time workers bearing the brunt. One of the biggest culprits is technology. These people say they realise the disruptive impact technology has had on their lives.
We don't actually have technology in the bedroom, and I think that's an important thing that we make sure we don't do. And I could probably say that there's probably lots of people out there that do, and I could say that would impact on it.
People are busy in their work, so they neglect their sleep. These days, like Facebook and all these things are interrupting the people's sleep.
The president of the Australasian Sleep Association, Professor Peter Eastwood, agrees that tech gadgets are playing havoc with people's sleep.
For example, if you're awake at night on your tablet or on your iPhone for a couple of hours and you go to bed 2 hours later than you would normally do, your body still thinks you should have been asleep 2 hours earlier, but you still wake up at the same time usually because you have a commitment. So not only are you getting less sleep, you're also sleeping at a less kind of effective time in terms of your body's inherent rhythms.
Socially jet-lagged people are more likely to go to bed late, wake up tired, be late for work, and go to work when sick. It's a problem that Professor Eastwood says is having a massive effect on society, so much so that even federal parliamentarians are taking notice.
And they now understand that sleep is a huge problem for Australian society, both in terms of its health consequences and in terms of its economic consequences. And in fact, the Health Minister, Minister Hunt, released a report in November last year which showed that the cost of inadequate sleep in Australia over 1 year was $66 billion.
Many experts say a national inquiry is needed to figure out the depth of Australia's sleep troubles. According to Dr. Reynolds, it would be the best way to get across the seriousness of the issue and to work out collective solutions.
I think the community knows that sleep is a problem, but maybe not the extent of how much it affects their health. So when we ask respondents, when we ask people in surveys whether they think sleep is important for their health, they tell us yes, they do think it is, but it still seems to be the kind of poor cousin to diet and exercise and doesn't get the attention it deserves, particularly given it is, you know, linked to poorer health and it's linked to earlier death.
But some people believe the root causes lie deep. This woman says people are taught to prioritise work above everything else, even your own health.
We talk work-life balance, and we know that's just a furphy. It's just, you know, we talk, yes, work-life balance, and then if you actually do take time off for your family or to look after your mental health, then people just think you're weak. We don't look after each other.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.